We've become bored with watching actors give us phony emotions. We're tired of pyrotechnics and special effects. While the world he inhabits is, in some respects, counterfeit, there's nothing fake about Truman himself. No scripts, no cue cards. It isn't always Shakespeare, but it's genuine. It's a life.
I'm not gonna make it. You're gonna have to go on without me. No way, mister. You're going to the top of this mountain, broken legs and all.
We find many viewers leave him on all night for comfort.
You're crazy.
Well, for me, there is no difference between a private life and a public life. My life is my life, is Truman Show. The Truman Show is a lifestyle. It's a noble life. It is a truly blessed life.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know. All right, promise me one thing, though. If I die before I reach the summit, you'll use me as an alternative source of food. Gross.
It's all true. It's all real. Nothing here is fake. Nothing you see on this show is fake. It's merely controlled.
Damn it. That's an order. Maybe just your love handles. I have love handles. Yeah. Little ones.
Truman! You're gonna be late!
Okay!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
Morning, Truman.
Morning, Spencer.
Hey, Pluto.
No.
Get down. He won't hurt you.
Get down.
Yeah, I know. It's just me.
Come on, Pluto.
Here's a news flash just in. An aircraft in trouble began shedding parts as it flew over Sea Haven just a few moments ago.
Oh.
Wow. Luckily, no one was hurt. But hey, how do you feel today?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You thinking of flying somewhere?
Nope.
Oh, good. This is Classical Fly with Classical Drive, so why don't you forget about the perils of flying? Settle back and let this music calm you down.
Dog pen, please.
Thank you very much.
Give me a paper there, will you, Errol? Oh, and, one of these. The wife. Loves her fashion mags.
That'd be all for you, Truman?
That's the whole kit and caboodle.
Catch you later.
Sure. Yeah.
Morning.
Hank!
Morning, Truman.
Good morning, Truman. Hey, how are you guys?
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Always. And how's your lovely wife?
Good. How about yours?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Good.
Nice talking to you, Truman.
You too.
Let's go now.
Hey, think about that policy,
yes, sir,
huh?
Thank you.
Okay, that's 2-for-1. That's a good deal.
Yes, doppelganger special.
Hey, fellas.
Going in?
Go ahead.
Hey! No, you first, please. I'm not that anxious to get there.
Can I have directory assistance for Fiji, please? Fiji Islands.
Truman, did you see this?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. If he's in a coma, he's probably uninsurable. Hello? Yes, Fiji, please. Do you have a listing for Lauren Garland? Nothing listed. Okay. Do you have a Sylvia Garland? S for Sylvia. Okay, thank you.
Lawrence. Hey, Burbank. Got a prospect in Wells Park I need you to close.
Wells Park? On Harbor Island?
You know another one?
Well, I can't do it. I have an appointment. Dentist. Yeah.
You're going to lose a lot more than your teeth if you don't meet your quota.
Well, true.
They're making cutbacks at the end of this month.
Yeah, now you need this.
Besides, a half hour across the bay, a little sea air, do you good.
Hey, thanks.
Hello. Barry's still here, huh? I might have missed it.
One way or return?
Return.
There you go, sir.
Do you need any help, sir?
You go ahead. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. Look what I got for you at the checkout. It's a chef's pal. The dicer, grater, peeler, all in one. Never need sharpening, dishwasher safe.
Wow. That's amazing.
Truman. Missed the spot.
I'm thinking about getting out, Marlon.
Yeah? Out of what?
Out of my job. Gotta see you. Off this island, out.
Out of your job? What the hell's wrong with your job? You have a great job, Truman. You have a desk job. I'd kill for a desk job. There you go. You should try stocking vending machines for a living.
No, thanks.
Now, there's excitement.
Don't you ever get antsy?
itchy feet.
Where's there to go?
Fiji.
Where the hell's Fiji? Near Florida?
See here?
Yeah.
This is us. And all the way around here, Fiji. You can't get any further away before you start coming back. You know, there are still islands in Fiji where no human being has ever set foot.
So, when are you going to go?
It's not that simple. It takes money, planning. You can't just up and go.
Right.
I'm going to do it. Don't worry about that. Bonus time is just around the corner.
Are you coming for a drink?
No, I can't.
Weather, son. I think we should head back.
Oh, no, again? Yes.
No, come on.
This
we should go back.
Don't,
listen.
Please.
Okay.
Marlon get together.
We can bum around the world for a year on that.
And then what, Truman? We'd be where we were 5 years ago. You're talking like a teenager.
Well, maybe I feel like a teenager.
We have mortgage payments, Truman. We have car payments. What, we're just going to walk away from our financial obligations?
It would be an adventure.
I thought we were going to try for a baby. Isn't that enough of an adventure?
That can wait. I want to get away. See some of the world. Explore.
Honey, you want to be an explorer.
This'll pass. We all think like this now and then. Let's get you out of these wet clothes. Hmm? Come to bed.
You never see anything anyway. They always turn the camera and play music and... the wind blows in and the curtain moves and you don't see anything.
Dog fancy, please.
Dog fancy.
Thank you.
Paper, Errol, please stick it. Oh, I might as well pick one of these up while I'm at it.
For the wife.
She's got to have them.
Anything else, Truman?
That's the whole ball of wax.
See you later.
Dad?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey! What the? Oh, stop! Get out of the way! Stop it! Stop those people!
It doesn't sound insane at all, Truman. I see him 10 times a week in 100 different places. I almost hugged a perfect stranger in the salon last Thursday.
It was Dad. I swear, dressed like a homeless man. And you know what else was strange? A businessman and a woman with a little dog came out of nowhere and forced him onto a bus.
Well, it's about time they cleaned up the trash downtown before we become just like the rest of the country.
They never found Dad's body. Maybe somehow.
Oh,
I'm telling you, if it wasn't him, it was his twin. Did Dad have a brother?
Truman, you know perfectly well that your father was an only child, just like you. Now, sweetie, you're just feeling bad because of what happened. You sailing off into that storm. But I've never blamed you, Truman. And I don't blame you now.
Down here.
Fixing the war. Saw my father today.
I know. Your mother called. You really shouldn't upset her like that.
Did you want... What did you want?
I made macaroni.
I'm not hungry.
You know... You really ought to throw out that mower. Get one of those new elk rotaries.
What's she doing?
See, they got rid of her, but they couldn't erase the memory.
The memory of who?
Hey, hey. Shh, 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 shh.
Thank you.
Hi.
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 I'm so sorry I fell on you like that.
It's okay.
I've been such a klutz all day.
All right.
Sprained his ankle. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to fall on you like that.
Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm Merrill.
Hi, I'm Truman.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi. So be careful.
I know it. No. You're a better person than I am. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, loser.
Ow! Shh! You take Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lauren, right? It's on there.
Lauren, right, right.
I'm Truman Burbank.
Yeah. I know. You know, Truman, I'm not allowed to talk to you.
Really? Well, I can understand it. I'm a pretty dangerous character.
I'm sorry. It's not up to me.
Girls have got to be careful. You have a boyfriend, right?
No,
of course.
Not that.
Was it Merrill, the girl that was with me? We're friends.
It's nothing like that.
It's how I look. Not your type.
No.
I like your pen. Wondering that myself. Would you want to maybe possibly sometime go out for some pizza or something? Like Friday? Saturday? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? We have finals tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
your hands inside the car!
Favorite pizza place.
Tony, one large extra plankton.
We have so little time, so they're going to be here any minute.
Who are?
They don't want me talking to you.
Then don't talk.
Listen to me. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows everything you do. They're pretending to. Do you understand? Everybody's pretending.
Lauren, I don't know.
No. My name's not Lauren. It's Sylvia. My name's Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Yeah.
Lauren, sweetheart. Not again.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm her father.
What?
I've never even
come on,
seen
you. We're doing it.
Please, honey.
He's lying.
Honey, please.
Truman, please.
No,
don't listen
no.
to him. Everything I've told you is the truth.
Please.
It's safe. It's all for you.
I don't understand.
And the sky and the sea, everything. It's a set. It's a show.
Please.
Everybody's
you'll
watching
be all right.
You. Please, don't listen
please,
to him. He's going to lie to you. Watch him right now.
I really would like to know what's going on.
She has episodes.
Please. What?
We tried everything. Hypnotism, everything.
No, don't
shock therapy.
To him,
don't worry. Don't worry. You're not the first. You're not the first.
Truman.
She brings all her boyfriends down here.
What's he saying? Truman, he's lying. Get out of here. Come on,
buddy. Don't worry. We're going to Fiji.
Fiji. We're moving to
Fiji.
Fiji.
His mother got sick, really sick.
He couldn't believe her. He's kind. Maybe he's too kind.
I can't believe he married Merrill on the rebound.
Excuse me. Oh, Sal, you've already got this on the greatest hits tape.
Can I borrow that?
It's another beautiful day in paradise, folks. But don't forget to buckle up out there in Radio Land. We don't have a good driver. Good. Not a nice driver. He's a good. Driver. Good driver. Good.
Wait for the cue back now. Wait for the cue. Stand by one. Countdown to action. Stand by. One. He's heading west on Stewart. Stand by all extras. Gloria, they're behind you in about 90 seconds. Pops, make sure the copy's hot. Okay, he's making his turn on the Lancaster Square. Oh, my God! He knew it was a pilot. Something's wrong. Change frequencies.
Ouch! Sorry about that, folks. I guess we picked up a police frequency. It sometimes happens, and it can drive you crazy. Okay, it's Classical Clive back in here, and we've still got some great music up ahead. Hey, we have
buckle up. Remember safety. Good driver is a safe driver. Safe driver is what? Yes.
Something, Marlon. Something big.
You okay? You look like shit.
I think I'm mixed up in something.
Mixed up in what?
There's no point trying to explain it, but a lot of strange things have been happening. The people on the elevator, there was no backing on it. I looked out, there was people there, and on the radio, on the way to work, starts, like, following me along, talking about everything that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Now, Truman, look, this is one of your fantasies.
I think this is about my dad.
Your dad?
I think he's alive. Yeah. I'll tell you about it later. I'm definitely being followed.
Who? It's hard to tell. They look just like regular people.
How about those two?
I don't know.
They're good.
It's when I'm unpredictable, that's the thing they can't. Yep. Anything happen?
No.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get out of here. You ready to go?
No, I just can't.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I told you I can't.
You're gonna get both their asses fired, you know that.
Okay, then, let's do it.
What?
Whatever you say, I'm game.
What? What are you talking about?
Yes, sirree. Your birthday comes but once a year.
Maybe I'm being set up for something. You ever think about that, Marlon? Like your whole life has been building towards something?
No.
When you were hauling chickens in the summer for Kaiser, what was the furthest you ever got off the island?
Went all over. Never found a place like this, though. Look at that sunset, Truman. It's perfect.
Yeah.
That's the big guy. Quite a paintbrush he's got.
Yep. Just between you and me, Marlon? I'm going away for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Little angel. Oh, my little clown. Old Carrot Top. That best bones. Oh.
We should be getting you home, Mother.
Oh, hold on a minute. Here's us at Mount Rushmore. Do you remember, Truman, when Dad was still with us? That was quite a drive. Mm. You slept the whole way there.
It looks so small.
Things always do when you look back. Oh, look, Truman. The happiest day of our lives.
Mm.
Oh, look. Jean, Jody, Joanne. Doesn't she look beautiful, Truman? Mm. Well, she still does. And there's lots of pages left over for baby photos. I would like to hold a grandchild in my arms before I go. Angela, we really should be getting you home.
I'll take her.
No. You stay. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Your favorite show will be coming on.
Sure.
Besides, we have something to discuss. Certain person's birthday.
Oh, I see.
And there'll be another episode of I Love Lucy, same time tomorrow. But right now, it's time for Golden Oldies. Tonight, we present the enduring, much-loved classic, Show Me the Way to Go Home. A hymn of praise to small-town life, where we learn that you don't have to leave home to discover what the world's all about, and that no one is poor who has friends. Full of laughter and love, pain and sadness, but ultimately redemption, we share the trials and tribulations of the Abbott family. Note the touching performance of Ronald Brearley as Uncle Bunny. And that scene with a bowl of cherries is going to have you splitting your sides with laughter all over again. And there'll be tears, too, when David and Jennifer are reunited.
But enough from me. Let's join the Abbotts in Camden Village.
I need to talk to you, but let's go outside.
Oh, sweetie, I'd love to, but I'm really late.
What's your rush?
Surgery. There was that elevator disaster downtown. It was on the news last night. This cable, it just snapped. This elevator, it just plummeted down 10 flights. Those non-union workers, just monsters. You know, that building, it's right next door to where you work. Can you imagine if you had been in there? It's not even worth thinking about. Anyway, I have an amputation on one of the young women who was in that elevator. She's very young. It's very sad. Anyway, wish me luck.
I'll cross my fingers for you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for my wife, Nurse Burbank. It's very important.
You know what? I'm afraid that that's not possible. She's in pre-op.
Sure. Okay, fine. Can you pass along a message?
I'll try.
Can you tell her I had to go to Fiji, and then I'll call her when I get there?
When you get to Fiji?
You got it.
Fine, I will, I'll tell her. Thank you so much.
I'm now making my primary incision just above the right knee.
Nicely done.
This isn't going to be pretty unless your family
is
going to
work.
Beautiful.
Okay. Beautiful job.
I'll just let someone else tidy up here.
I'm sorry to keep you.
Oh, that's okay.
How can I help?
I would like to book a flight to Fiji.
When would you like to leave?
Today.
I'm sorry. I don't have anything for at least a month.
A month?
It's the busy season. You want to book the flight?
It doesn't matter. I'll make other arrangements.
Okay. Last call for Chicago! All aboard!
Thank you. City, here we come. Hi. Hello. Hi. Sisters?
Mom, isn't that he's a red
Everybody off. We've got a problem.
I'm sorry, son. His father was from Chicago, wasn't he?
No. Gandis was from Pensacola. His father was from Des Moines.
But how come he wants to go to Chicago?
He's not going to Chicago. He's not going anywhere. He has to have it out in Merrill.
Hey,
Truman. Honey, are you okay?
Get in.
Truman?
Look.
What?
I predict that in just a moment, we will see a lady on a red bike, followed by a man with flowers, and a Volkswagen Beetle with a dented fender.
Truman, please.
Look! Lady? Flowers! And?
Truman, this is silly.
There it is! There it is! There's the dented beetle! Yes! Don't you want to know how I did that? I'll tell you. They're on a loop. They go around the block. They come back. They go around again. They just go around and round. Round and round.
You know, I invited Rita and Marlon for a barbecue on Sunday. I'm going to make my potato salad, and I need you to remind me that we need more charcoal.
Are you listening to a word I'm saying?
You're upset because you want to go to Fiji, is that it? Okay. Okay. Go. I think you should save for a few months and then go. There. You happy now? I'm going to go take a shower.
Let's go now. I'm ready to go now. Why wait? Early bird gathers no moss. Rolling stone catches the worm, right?
What are you doing? Truman!
Where shall we go? Where shall we go?
Truman, where are we going?
Well, we know. Guess I'm being spontaneous. Somebody help me! I'm being spontaneous!
Truman!
Forget Fiji. Can't very well drive to Fiji, can we?
No.
What about Atlantic City?
Oh, no. You hate to gamble.
That's right, I do, don't I?
So why would you want to go there?
Because I never have. That's why people go places, isn't it?
Truman? Truman, I think I'm going to throw up.
Me too! Locked at every turn. Beautifully synchronized, don't you agree?
You're blaming me for the traffic?
Should I?
Truman, let's go home.
You're right. We could be stuck here for hours. We could be like this all the way to Atlantic City. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me.
Can you please slow down?
Yes, I can.
Truman, that's our turn off.
I changed my mind. What's New Orleans like this time of year? Mardi Gras!
Woo! Woo!
Look, Farrell. Same road.
No cars. Magic. You let me out, Truman. You're not right in the head. You want to destroy yourself, you do it on your own.
I think I'd like a little company.
You knew this would happen. You know you can't drive over water. Just go home where you'll feel safe.
Give me your hand.
Let's see. Truman! We can't be doing this, Truman! We're breaking the law! Oh, my!
You can do it!
Please don't, please!
You can make it!
Oh, Truman! Oh, Truman! Run for the bridge! We're over the bridge!
Oh,
we're over the bridge!
We're over!
What about that sign?
You're exaggerating. We'll be fine.
Exaggerating? What, do you believe that?
Take over!
Oh my! We're on fire!
Okay.
We're on fire!
Jesus, oh. Oh.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You want to do it again?
No! Ruben, stop! So, what are we going to do for money when we get to New Orleans?
I have my Sea Haven bank card.
So what, we're just going to eat into our savings? Is that it? You know, I'm going to have to call your mother when we get there. She's going to be worried sick. I don't know how she's going to take this.
What now?
Herman, looks like a leak at the plant.
Back up! Leak at the plant. They had to shut her down.
Is there any way around?
Whole air is being evacuated.
Is there anything I can do?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Sherman.
For your help. I really appreciate it.
He's lucky to be alive, ma'am. Next time we're going to have to file charges.
I understand.
Thanks again.
Good night. All right.
Let me get you some help, Truman. You're not well.
Why do you want to have a baby with me? You can't stand me.
That's not true. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything? Tell me what's happening!
Well, you're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you?
Ruben! Meryl! You are scaring me!
You're scaring me, Meryl. What are you going to do? Dice me? Slice me and peel me. There's so many choices!
No! Do something!
What'd you say? Who are you talking to?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Did
you say this?
No, I didn't talk. I wasn't talking to anybody.
No. Robin, talk to me!
Don't tell anything. Please stop.
Stay where you are. Truman? Truman.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh. How can anyone expect me to carry on under these conditions? It's unprofessional.
Okay. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, God. It's all going to be fine.
I don't know what to think, Marlon. Losing my mind, but it feels like the whole world revolves around me somehow.
It's a lot of world for one man, Truman. Sure, that's not wishful thinking? You wishing you'd made something more out of yourself?
Come on, Truman. Who hasn't sat in the John, had an imaginary interview on Sea Haven tonight? Who hasn't wanted to be somebody?
This is different. Everybody seems to be in on it.
I've been your best friend since we were 7 years old, Truman. Only way you and I ever made it through school was by cheating off each other's test papers. They were identical. But I always felt safe knowing that. Because whatever the answer was, we were right together and we were wrong together. Remember that time I stayed up with you all night in your tent because you wanted to play North Pole? And I got pneumonia? You remember that?
You were out of school for about a month.
You're the closest thing I ever had to a brother, Truman. I know that things haven't really worked out for either of us like we used to dream they would. I know that feeling when it's like everything's slipping away and you don't want to believe it, so you look for answers somewhere else, but
the point is, I'd gladly walk in front of traffic for you.
The point is, I would gladly step in front of traffic for you, Truman.
And the last thing I'd ever do is lie to you.
And the last thing that I would ever do is lie to you. I mean, think about it for a minute. If everybody is in on it, I'd have to be in on it too. I'm not in on it for a minute because there is no it. You were right about one thing, though. Started all this. Yeah. I found him for you, Truman. That's why I came by tonight. Sure, he's got quite a story to tell.
Music. And now,
years wasted. I'll make it up. I swear. Dad.
Back. We'll win the rating period.
Okay, everybody. Quiet down. Concentrate.
Great television.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
Bring it.
Oh, my heart.
Well done, everyone. Bravo. Congratulations. Bravo.
$1.7 billion were there for his birth. ~220 countries tuned in for his first step. The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. An entire human life recorded on an intricate network of hidden cameras and broadcast live and unedited 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to an audience around the globe. Coming to you now from Sea Haven Island, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, in its 30th great year, it's the Truman Show!
What a week it's been. I don't know about you, I was on pins and needles the entire time. Hello, and good evening. I'm your host, Mike Michelson, and welcome to True Talk, our forum for issues growing out of the show. But tonight, something very special indeed. A rare and exclusive interview with the show's conceiver and creator. So, come with us now as we go live to the Lunar Room on the 221st floor of the Omnicam Ecosphere. That's where we'll find the world's greatest televisionary, the designer and architect of the world within a world that is Sea Haven Island, Crystal. Before we begin, I'd like to thank you on behalf of our audience for granting this exclusive interview. We know how demanding your schedule is, and we all know how jealously you guard your privacy. This, sir, is indeed an honor.
Don't mention it.
Well, the catalyst for the recent dramatic events on the show has been, of course, Truman's father, Kirk, and his attempts to infiltrate the show. But before we get into that, I think it's worth noting that this is not the first time that someone from the outside has attempted to reach Truman, is it?
We have had our close calls in the past.
Truman! It's television! Yes! Yes! I did it! On the Truman Show!
But there's never been anything to compare with this most recent breach in security, the first intruder to be a former cast member.
A dead one at that.
Gotta say, writing Kirk back in, masterstroke.
Since Kirk started this whole crisis in Truman's life, I came to the conclusion that he was the only one who could end it.
Truman! Truman! No! That's off limits!
Why? What's over there?
Nothing. It's dangerous, that's all. You've got to know your limitations, Truman.
But let's remind viewers of exactly why Dad was written out in the first place.
As Truman grew up, we were forced to manufacture ways to keep him on the island.
I like to be an explorer. Like the Great Magellan.
Oh, you're too late. There's really nothing left to explore.
Finally, I came up with a concept of Kirk's drowning.
Most of it. Truman's been terrified of the water ever since.
When Kirk read the synopsis for the Death at Sea episode, he was disappointed, to say the least. And I'm sure that's what caused him to break back onto the set.
But how do you intend to explain his 22-year absence?
Amnesia.
Brilliant. Let's take some of those viewer phone calls. Charlotte, North Carolina, you're on with Christoph.
Hi, Christoph. I was just wondering how many cameras you got there in that town.
Somewhere in the vicinity of 5,000.
Oh, that's a lot of cameras.
Remember, we started with just one. He was curious from birth. You're premature by 2 weeks. It was almost as if he couldn't wait to get started.
And, of course, his eagerness to leave his mother's womb was the very reason he was the one who was elected.
In competition with 5 other unwanted pregnancies, the casting of a show determined by an air date, Truman was the one who arrived on cue.
Incidentally, I believe Truman is the first child to have been legally adopted by a corporation.
That's correct.
The show has generated enormous revenues now, equivalent to the gross national product of a small country.
People forget it takes the population of an entire country to keep the show running.
Mm-hmm. Since the show is on 24 hours a day without commercial interruption, all those staggering revenues are generated by product placement.
That's true.
Everything on the show is for sale, from the actors' wardrobe, food products, to the very homes they live in.
And, of course, all of it available in the Truman catalog, and operators are standby. Christoph, let me ask you, why do you think that Truman has never come close to discovering the true nature of his world until now?
We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. It's as simple as that.
The Hague for Christoph. Hello. The Hague. All right, we've lost that call. Let's go to Hollywood, California. You're on True Talk.
Hi, Christoph. I'd just like to say one thing. You're a liar and a manipulator, and what you've done to Truman is sick.
Well, we remember this voice, don't we? How could we forget?
Let's go to another call. What do we
It's fine, Mike. I love to reminisce with former members of the cast. Sylvia, as you announced so melodramatically to the world, do you think because you batted your eyes at Truman once, flirted with him, stole a few minutes of airtime with him to thrust yourself and your politics into the limelight, that you know him? That you know what's right for him? You really think you're in a position to judge him?
What right do you have to take a baby and turn his life into some kind of mockery? Don't you ever feel guilty?
I have given Truman the chance to lead a normal life. The world, the place you live in, is the sick place. Sea Haven is the way the world should be.
He's not a performer. He's a prisoner. Look at him. Look at what you've done to him.
He could leave at any time. If his was more than just a vague ambition, if he was absolutely determined to discover the truth, there's no way we could prevent him. I think what distresses you, really, caller, is that ultimately, Truman prefers his cell, as you call it.
Well, that's where you're wrong. You're so wrong, and he'll prove you wrong.
Well, aside from the heated comments of a very vocal minority, it's been an overwhelmingly positive experience.
Yes, for Truman and for the viewing public.
Well, Christoph, I can't thank you enough for giving so generously of your time tonight. I think it's safe to say that now that this crisis is behind us and that Truman is back to his old self, we can look forward to some exciting new developments.
Well, Mike, the big news is that Merrill will be leaving Truman in an upcoming episode, and a new romantic interest will be introduced.
Uh-huh.
I'm determined the television's first on-air conception will still take place.
Well, another television milestone straight ahead. You heard it here first. It has been a singular honor and a pleasure, sir. Crystal, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Looking at us?
Jesus, do you think he knows?
Hello? Better call Christoph.
Hello? Come in, Major Burbank.
He's talked to his old self.
Oh, my God.
That's an unusual cat, my man.
I hereby proclaim this planet Trumania of the Burbank Galaxy.
Okay.
Gonna go?
All they can already.
That one's for free.
Keep up with them, because I'm going fast.
Okay, stand by all house cameras.
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good night.
Morning, Truman. Morning, Spencer.
How's it going?
Let me check. Vital signs are good. Oh, hey, Pluto. Whoop.
Good morning, Truman.
Oh, look who's here.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Every single day.
The policy. We thought about it, and we're going to take it.
You're kidding.
Oh, great.
Why don't we go up to my office right now and we'll sign the paper?
Next week would be much better.
Next week would be better.
I'm good.
See you guys.
Okay.
Bye now.
See you next week.
Give me
something to look forward to.
Got it.
See, this isn't about insurance. This is about the great variable. When will death occur? It could be a week, month, a year. It could be today. Sunbather. Minding his own business. Stabbed in the heart by the tip of a runaway beach umbrella. No way to guard against that kind of thing. Sorry, excuse me.
Truman, this is Vivian. Vivian, this is Truman. The two of you are going to be neighbors.
Oh. Guess what I'm saying is that life is fragile.
Vivian, your office.
Sorry.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. You do? Oh, great. Let me take your information.
Ready to go to two. And back to medium. And wide.
I was just trying to train the kid to...
What's he doing in the basement?
He moved down there after Merrill packed up and left.
Why wasn't I told? Any unpredictable behavior has to be reported.
He's just sleeping, I thought.
This is the best shot we've got?
What's to say?
What's on the clock here?
It's an obstruction.
What happened down there?
He was just tidying up his garbage. I was going to call you, but halfway through, he gave up and he fell asleep.
I want to check on the setups for the insurance.
Insurance convention tomorrow.
Yes.
There you go.
Isolate the audio. Give me a close-up on his torso.
Still breathing.
Where's Chloe? Call him.
What do you
tell mean? Him it's a wrong number.
What took you so long?
Just had to wait for it. They were busy. Here. What's going on?
I don't know. They're...
He came down into the room. He did nothing but stand around for a while.
Shut up and watch.
Tell me what's in that fish. He's asleep.
There. Stop it.
What?
Zoom in.
On which?
Under the chair there.
Uh-huh.
Enhance.
Is it...
Oh, my God.
If he couldn't have gone up the stairs, he must still be...
Get Marlon over there.
Right away.
party. Whew. Come on, buddy. I got a six-pack of cold brewskis with our name on them. Come on, pal. Come on, buddy.
Shit. Marvin, find him. He's still on the floor.
Come out, wherever you are.
That's good. Keep it fine.
I know you're in here. I'm going to find you.
Check under the table. The closet, behind you.
Huh. Gee. I wonder where he could possibly be.
Lawn camp. Give me the lawn camp. Don't look in the camera. Say something. Keep it going. Keep it going.
He's gone.
Cut transmission.
Cut transmission?
Cut it! Oh, Jesus.
What the hell?
Give me the phone.
All right, we've got every available extra looking for him. The principals are helping out. The crew, too, so every sector's covered.
What about prop cars?
Yes, I've been in Kansas for... He has to be on foot.
He
has the world's most recognizable face. He can't disappear. Send somebody over there, okay?
All right.
Second of the man and get what? Down there now,
what?
All right?
I don't give
okay.
a damn. Just find the son of a bitch.
Well, get some batteries. This guy's not going to glow in the dark. Let's get him down here.
All right. I don't know what's going on. We route it back.
We need more light. We'll never find him this way. What time is it? Cue the sun.
What's going on?
What's going on here? You know that there's rumors circulating that he's dead.
There is.
You hear me? The media is having a feeding frenzy with this. All the phone lines are jammed. And every network has a pirated shot of Marlon making an ass of himself in front of the camera.
This boss isn't threatening to rip up the contract.
Why? We're getting higher ratings with this graphic than we've ever had on this show.
Wait.
No sign of him.
Okay, Marlon, why don't you head back to town and join the others? Everyone else is at first positions, okay? Thank you. Everyone's at first positions, right? Got to be there.
or something.
We're not watching the sea.
Hang on a minute. Why would we watch the sea?
Sweep the harbor.
Bring up the harbor cameras.
Okay, shift all harbor cameras to the computer, please.
Some of those are out, aren't they?
Yeah, we have four of them down, but we have the lighthouse cameras up. All buoy cams, please.
What's happening?
Okay. Long lens, short base okay. cameras.
Why are we looking at the water?
Good.
Yeah, I can
and
see that.
Zoom, please. Keep on.
Now.
Truman. Where are you going?
How can he sail? He's in insurance. Isn't he terrified of the water?
Resume transmission.
Resuming transmission.
I got 2-1 he doesn't make it.
Just leave him in the car.
Let's get off this mast, sir. I can't see his face. Go to the cabin cam.
Cabin cam.
There, perfect. It's our hero shot. Let's get another boat out there.
I need to talk to guys in the ferry.
Come on, get it moving. Get it out of here. Come on. I'm just a bus driver. Bottom line is they can't drive a bus. They're actors.
How do we stop them?
We're going to be accessing the weather program now, so hold on to your hats. You got that? No, I think we're going to want to localize the storm over the boat. You can get the coordinates for that.
There's no rescue boat. You won't know what to do.
He'll turn back. He'll be too afraid.
She blows.
Die in front of a live audience?
He was born in front of a live audience.
Thank you.
going to have to kill me!
What you gonna do with the drunken sailor?
You have to do the order, man. Did you see strangely? Keep running.
What you gonna do with the drunken sailor? I am the born.
Increase the wind. Increase the wind! I'm telling you, for the last how close is it?
Very close.
Capsize him. Tip him over. Damn you, Victor!
No, you can't. He's tied up the boat.
Shut up!
He's going to drown. He doesn't even care.
Do it. Do it!
and speak. I can hear you.
Who are you?
I am the creator of a television show that gives hope and joy and inspiration to millions.
Then who am I?
You're the star.
Was nothing real?
You were real. That's what made you so good to watch. Listen to me, Truman. There's no more truth out there than there is in the world I created for you. Same lies. The same deceit. But in my world, you have nothing to fear. I know you better than you know yourself.
I never had a camera in my head.
You're afraid. That's why you can't leave. It's okay, Julian. I understand. I've been watching you your whole life. I was watching when you were born. I was watching when you took your first step. I watched you on your first day of school. The episode when you lost your first tooth. You can't leave, Truman.
Leave, God.
You belong here.
You can tell
us. With me. Talk to me. Say something.
Well, say something, goddammit. You're on television. You lied to the whole world.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
Want another slice?
No, I'm okay.
What else is on?
Yeah, let's see what else.
Where's the TV guy?